All right, good morning. Well, I guess afternoon now. We will call
I know.
this meeting of the TRPA Legal Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, December 14th, and it is 12:12. The first item on the agenda is the roll call to determine quorum. Catherine, can you please call the roll?
Ms. Novosel?
Here.
Ms. Yates?
Present.
Ms. Alving? Here. Mr. Hickson?
Present.
Mr. Rice? Ms. Williamson?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. For members of the public who are joining us remotely to observe the meeting, go to trpa.gov under the calendar header, click on Governing Board Hybrid Meeting for December 14th. There you will find a link to the public meeting hosted on Zoom. To address committee members directly with your comments, raise your hand in Zoom by clicking the Raise Hand button. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. You can also, if you joined by telephone, dial *9 to raise your hand and be unmuted. We don't have any remote committee members today, so we will skip that part. Members of the public who have joined us in person, which we have none of, so we can skip. Let's move on to approval of the agenda. John, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, I think in the matter of time, we're gonna skip item three entirely and just assume. Item four, we're gonna wrap into the closed session, so
Okay.
we don't need an item four.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we will work off of our amended agenda. Let's move on to agenda item two, which is approval of the minutes. We have two sets of minutes to approve. The October 26, 2022 meeting minutes are on page 29. Minutes from November 16th are on page 43. Does any member of the committee wish to make a change to either set of meeting minutes?
Madam Chair, I had some clerical corrections to both sets of minutes, which I have shared with Maria.
Okay, thank you. With those changes, would anyone like to move to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Motion carries. Let's move on to agenda item three, John's favorite. Discussion and recommendation of General Counsel Performance Review and FY 2022-23 salary increase and leave accrual adjustments. The discussion and recommendation on this item is on page 393 of your packet, and I'd like to pass it to Angela to present.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. This is Angela Atchley, Director of Human Resources and Organizational Development for TRPA. As is customary with our process, we conducted a performance review for John Marshall from July 1st of 2021 to June 30th of 2022. John completed a self-assessment of his accomplishments over that same time frame. That self-assessment was emailed to all governing board members, as well as a selected group of TRPA staff.
I do think, however, he should put on the wagon. He spends too much time drinking wine with governing board members and beer with attorneys.
Beer, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was just
I thought
make certain people read.
I was wondering if he's a little bit smart there. In addition, in that email that was sent out, there was an anonymous confidential link as well for the survey. That basically asked about his overall goal attainment of TRPA, agency goals, the TRPA core competencies, and effective legal representation. And they used a rating scale of exceptional, fully achieved, partially achieved, or conditional. And I don't know, yeah, perfect, thank you. So I've indicated that information up there on those, what the feedback was requested on, and what our core competencies are. There was also three open-ended questions kind of at the end of that performance review and left several remarks. They were all very positive. Go to the next slide, please. So of the respondents, nine of the governing board members, so 41%, responded to the survey, and of TRPA staff, 13 or 59% responded. The overall results for both of these respondent groups, so for the total 22 people, marked John exceptional for 64%, fully effective achieved for 27%, and then effective achieved for 9% on all of those areas that he was reviewed on. Okay, next slide. The open-ended questions, there was a question about anybody wanted to comment on any of the core competencies that they evaluated, that they had put that ranking. Looking back at the past year, what results stand out and why? And then looking forward to the next 1 to 2 years, what one idea or suggestion would you make to John based on his ratings? Next slide, please. And these were, I kind of just did a word cloud, but these are the overall kind of responses in terms of John's overall performance. He's very professional, he's calm, very knowledgeable about the plan, the code. There was a lot of comments about his access and availability to both staff and to board members, his success with the Tahoe Keys, the executive director search. In terms of the last question on what would they like to see going forward, it was keep up the good work, several comments on that, add maybe some legal support. He's a one-man band.
He needs a tambourinist.
And that was about it. So very positive remarks. So staff is requesting a consideration of a proposed base pay adjustment for John based on his performance through this time period, as well as an adjustment to his paid leave accrual in line with the overall length of service. So I don't know if you want me to clarify that John, at one point when he left the agency and he returned, he was a contract employee for a period of time. His seniority was not given back. And so he's at 9 years right now, when in total with Billy, he worked for the agency for 18.
No, yeah, 6% is in line, stated in the staff report, their staff, the waiver staff members have been compensated. But, I went back to 21. Obviously, in 21, there was a salary adjustment, but bonuses, as I recall, were also awarded to Joanne and John. Is that correct? This is in 21. We awarded John a $10,000 incentive pay bonus in addition to his salary adjustment.
He's still wearing the same coat.
He's still wearing the same coat. I mean, yeah.
He's hoping
to get
an outcome. He's wearing the coat. So that is on the table. I mean, as pointed out in one of the comments, John is a one-man band. He doesn't have a lot of assistance, and TRPA is still a target. Obviously we could do nothing right in some people's eyes, but, and I know that John is thinking of retiring and, I hate to contemplate that.
Well, if we agreed to give him a 10%,
then he has to stay, he has to
stay on contract for 10 years. Laser, is that possible?
Right.
We can get a new one.
A written commitment. So I would be in favor of providing a one-time, incentive bonus. John, in an amount to be determined. I mean, it was originally last year, it was recommended at $7,500. And I think it may have been Bill who suggested that we bump that up to $10,000.
You think John remembered that?
I think it's deserved. And it, to the extent we have, the capacity within our budget, I think it would be appropriate. So,
I
any
agree.
Other comments?
Yeah, I agree too.
Last year we did.
It was,
I mean, Mark and I both just kind of said no 10. But mm-hmm. I think I haven't heard from Chris or anybody.
Well, Chris just left. He anticipated the question. Maybe we can pull him back. Could you see?
Yeah, I can
come back in.
Yeah, I'll be dead. I totally agree. I am concerned that it's just John.
Can I just say one thing? Yes. I think because Catherine's right here, it's not
Catherine. We have staff support.
And then we have Marsha Birch at maybe 30%, 20% time. So it's not
100%.
Not
on your side.
Well, Catherine. I love you, Catherine. I hope you know that. And I have. It's not. And our Marsha, John. I mean. For what we do, and I was accounting in Sacramento,
in the county council's office, who don't have to deal with another state, but they do have to deal with their board and all their stuff, and all the things that they has to be in their plans, permits and stuff. When they have signed deputy county councils to certain areas, and the county council has a broader perspective on how the agency is working and where you need help and stuff like that. And you have 18 years of experience, you know, and I think what prevents us from getting the full benefit of that is that you are mired down so many issues. Every single issue passes through you. Just what you're going to go through with Arlo's list of how we're going to speed up the permitting process is going to go through you. And you're going to be the bottleneck.
He's already chafing.
So I don't know how the agency raises this issue to both states, but if we look to comparables, as far as not only just your competency, but the workload that could easily be shared with at least two other attorneys that you broke down between planning, permitting, and enforcement, by the way, that would be ideal. Mm-hmm. And I think you can make the pitch. You know, I know the Coastal Commission, when they basically realized that we need to enforce our permit conditions, had to create an enforcement unit. It made a hell of a lot of difference that they had a legal counsel that worked with that unit to keep them out of trouble. You know, and we have enforcement issues. We have stuff that I think you are involved in now, but then you can get diverted to other matters. And, you know, that's why I've ranted about this for the last couple of board meetings. I think when we present a budget to the states, we need to say, look, one of the things that we have underfunded is our legal, you know.
Well, it's also,
and here's the why. And also, we would be able to work more closely with our collaborators. You know, we have expertise.
Work with, Chris to do that.
Well, Chris is here, and I hope he's hearing this. You as part of the executive staff can also say, well, by the way, and you sit down and say, what is it? How would you break this up? How would you do it? Because there is, county councils get, you know, more of a relationship. We hire you, basically. We hire the executive director. You know, you're our counsel. And then you also would have a staff that's working with the staff, helping the staff. But you have a big role to keep the governing board out of trouble, you know, to just lay stuff out.
Some are more problematic.
Yes, I understand. But I just think that's, anyway, I totally agree with you, as far as his salary. We cut his base pay, the whatever amount he gets is a bonus.
So, tee off of your comment, I mean, John has been hitting of retirement plans, hopefully not in the immediate future, but we need to do some thought to succession, and we need to bring a deputy attorney on staff who can start learning the ropes when this becomes closer to becoming a reality. And otherwise, I mean, this is our code is complicated. The agency is complicated.
He rides a bicycle out on roads. He can get knocked
he
off.
Get knocked off. That's exactly right. So you're saying we should wait.
Oh, my God. But I think he brings such a good point in that, because in our county, we have, I want to say, at least 7-8 deputy council members that are incredibly important, and they all have their divisions. And that's a really good point, because that is, and it should be. You know, you are in a position where you should be the overseer of all these specifics and have help. So, I mean, I would.
Well, let's start
with one. I was just going to say,
in my capacity as general counsel,
I'm talking about
something not on the agenda.
Yes, okay.
It's just a mention of our legal resources.
Maybe you start looking for a replacement sooner than later.
I agree. It's not part of it, but I think it. Sue and Cindy can say that because that's what they see. And I really think there should be a deputy for permitting and a deputy for planning. And then the, one of those is probably permitting would be helping John with enforcement.
Which goes back to John's
performance.
Goes back to John's performance.
Yeah.
We also at the PUC have 7 lawyers.
It's
on our side of the house.
So back to my original recommendation. Did we have bandwidth within our budget to give John, in addition to a salary increase of $10,000 bonus this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it.
How about those 2 other helpers?
They get a free beer from
Yeah.
I'd like to put in, just say that. I'm familiar in the private sector, and for someone with John's experience and his abilities and his way of getting things done, accomplishments.
And the way he dresses.
And the jacket.
But everything else is really superb. And if he was in private practice, he would be making significantly more than this salary plus the bonus would have been.
Oh, wow.
Significantly more. So he's a tremendous value to the agency. So we have to take care of John. But I also agree that the division needs to be strengthened up. And it's not just in anticipation of someday when John leaves, but it's just right now we can already see that, there, as you mentioned, Bill, there's room for a lot of enforcement action, but it has to be done in a very knowledgeable, diplomatic way, as we all know. And you don't learn that just from, you certainly don't learn that in law school. And so that means that we're going to have to bring in a deputy that can work with John and see, not only learn the law, but learn the culture of our communities and the people we're serving. Because otherwise, there's a big risk, too, that you bring someone in here who's just a gung-ho prosecutor and we alienate too many people. But John has the ability to train somebody, and now's the time to do it, and not 6 months before he retires. So we really need to put some attention on that.
I love the unanimity here on this question.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're getting a nice base salary, and you're getting 10 grand. All right.
And is it retroactive?
The one thing I did want to address on the actual review portion of it is that if you look at the numbers, my rankings kind of shifted towards the less positive, not unpositive.
Certainly not positive.
Right. But there is a shift. But there is a shift to on the area of kind of interpersonal relations with staff in particular, I think that was mostly. And I take that to heart. So I think in terms of just looking for areas of improvement, I know I And I think that's something that in part is inherent to the role. Was also inherent to, sometimes what's our expression?
Impact over intention.
Yeah. And, my intentions may be good, but sometimes the effect of my words are not what I had intended. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that Catherine has been helping me with.
Oh, good.
And, as it's just been so interesting. I'm sorry, I really should go to closed session, but it's just so interesting watching the agency over time shift. It probably doesn't shift, but your perception of it shifting younger and younger as we get older and older. And that I think there's different skills involved with, communicating with the range of, young people coming in.
John, all the more reason only someone who's very good at this job would take any of that, self-reflect, and give it back out. So that's all the more reason.
Yep.
Do we want to go to public comment on this item?
Did we vote on this? We have to vote on the recommendation.
Yes, we do. Yep. So we're going to open public comment. Catherine, are there any members of the public wishing to comment on this item?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to comment on this item.
All right. At that point, I will entertain a motion.
And then here I move to increase John Marshall's base salary to $197,960.30 per year, retroactive through August 7th, 2022. It's the first motion.
Any discussion? All in favor, please? Or actually, we need roll calls on these. So why don't we go ahead? Catherine, can you please call the roll on that first motion?
Ms. Novosel?
Aye.
Mr. Yates? Miss Salty?
Yes.
Mr. Hicks?
Yes.
Ms. Williamson?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Thank you. And I'll entertain a second or third. I don't know if we can do.
I further move to adjust John Marshall's paid leave accrual to reflect the total years of service in 18 years in TRPA.
Any discussion on that motion? Catherine, can you please call the roll?
Ms. Novosel?
Aye.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Ms. Alvin?
Yes.
Mr. Hicks?
Yes.
Ms. Williamson?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Thank you.
And my final motion is to recommend a one-time $10,000 a bonus to be paid immediately.
Any discussion?
Immediately?
Well, I could have said retroactive August.
Next year.
Okay, next year.
As soon as we can.
In small bill, thank you.
It's got a check.
For nearly 20 years.
Right. All right. Any discussion? Catherine, can you please call in?
Ms. Novosel?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Ms. Aldean?
Yes.
Mr. Hicks?
Yes.
Ms. Williamson?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Thank you. All right. So agenda item 4 and 5, we're going to wrap together. Absolutely, John. Congrats to you. Thank you for sticking around with us. And on that note, let's go into closed session. So why don't we go ahead and we're now on agenda item 5 because we're rolling in 4 and 5, closed session with council to discuss existing and potential litigation. Community members and staff will move to a closed session. The main session will resume after the closed session is over. We need a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, John. All right, let's move on. We're back in open session. Agenda item number 5, we have nothing to comment on here, or I'm sorry, agenda item 6. So let's move on to agenda item 7, which is committee member comments. Any committee members have comments? Okey-doke. That moves us on to agenda item 8, which is public interest comments. If any member of the public wishes to speak at this time, please raise your hand on Zoom or by dialing star 9. And Catherine, do we have anyone?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised to comment on this item.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let's move on to agenda item 9, which is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
Any opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Only one time.